All right, welcome back, guys. This is segment four today with Rexton Lewis Justice. We were talking about your CUSIP numbers, what that means, what you can do about it, and possibly, what's really happening right now with that in our country being corrupted. Go ahead, Rexton. Finish up with what you were saying.
Yeah, what can people do? I think I'll put the Les Pendens procedure out. Maybe we can have everyone throw their Les Pendens into my federal case. I don't know. Right now, we're basically going to find out in a very short period of time whether there is any remedy and relief under the original Article III courts under the Judicial Act, remembering that your courts now are supposed to be, they are established under Article III grant under the Judicial Act of 1789, and they only are empowered by statutes according to Ex parte Bowman. But you have administrative rules and modern statutes which are undermining the initial grant of the Article III court. So the Supreme Court is not taking writs of habeas corpus. You only can approach them with a writ of certiorari. You can't bring a writ of error or a claim in equity to the Supreme Court, which is an original power under the Judicial Act of 1789. So we're getting ready to find out whether this overlaying corporate private tribunal system, which is operating in this fifth jurisdiction, is completely void of remedy and relief for the American people. We've moved it to a new venue, and we'll know. I can update you. I don't want to blow the whistle on that till we know what's going on, but we'll probably know within the next week or two whether that we have any remedy or relief for correcting or bringing a claim in equity. Because, see, once you prove that the trustees have defrauded the system, you're supposed to be able to bring a claim in equity and by a writ of error and, let's say, challenge the title. Because I'm challenging the title of my body. I mean, I've challenged the fact that the state does not have a right to claim my body as their asset and their property. And I'm challenging the titles to land, which is a right under the Judicial Act of 1789, and challenging the assertion of that by the corporate tribunals and the corporate government as a fraud, a treasury crime, and an unconstitutional act. I am nobody's bond slave. My body is not the state's. It was given to me by my God, okay? And no man has a right to lay claim to it, period. No states of men have a right to lay claim to it. And yet everyone listening right now, I guarantee you, factually based, are deemed to be owned as property by the bar union of whatever state they were born and incarnated into. State of Missouri. Okay, state of. Now, the state Missouri is what I'm made of. And this is where the treaties between the native tribes and overlaying corporate governments, which, you know, there's Hawaii versus Mankichi, I think. I'll have to look it up. Is a famous case about the overlaying government and how it has to be constitutionally based. And that's why, you know, I purportedly Hawaii has declared its independence. Well, see, there's all these backdoor news that we're getting, but nothing's being disclosed to the American people as truth. That needs to stop, too. The news, the media needs to be, and this is where the military comes in, you know, this false narrative that is being perpetuated by these fascist, quote, news organizations, which are all owned by the same people, that needs to be shut down too, because we can't, again, I think I just put on my page, knowledge is the greatest weapon in an empire of lies. If you can't acquire the knowledge because you're being lied to, you have no weapons against tyranny, despotism, and fascism. And that's what they've done to the American people, is they've kept them from knowing. But let me just tell you how dangerous what's going on with what the courts are trying to perpetuate. And this is just, I'll just get to read the conclusion of, you know, I've had two habeases that I filed in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, for the Southern District of Ohio. So United States District Court for the Southern District of Ohio, Eastern Division, and one case is 2,21 CV 3584. That's the first one I filed. They dismissed it saying I had not exhausted state remedy. Okay. So now I have filed it again with their form so they couldn't, you know, convolute and obfuscate the facts. And restating the same fact, and this is in case 2:21 CV 5902, which if you look it up on PACER, if you have PACER, you can't get to it by looking up that case number. You can only get to it by going to case 2:21 CV 05903. So they've even obfuscated this case. But let me just read. They've now changed their mind, and they've agreed that I did actually exhaust my remedy. But this is the conclusion and the argument of this district court judge. Because there is no constitutional right to release from detention in lieu of bond on the basis of an underlying Fourth Amendment claim, the magistrate judge recommends the petition be dismissed with prejudice to a further filing of Title 28 U.S.C. 2241, but without prejudice to any proceedings under 28 U.S.C. 2254 post-conviction. Okay. He also goes on to say, because the case can be resolved on the basis of documents available for public websites on the 10th Appellate Court and the Supreme Court of Ohio, and of which this case may take judicial notice, the petition of writ of certiorari denied. Well, that's an improper statement because there's some hidden documents on there that I was asking for a certiorari. But let's just go over the first sentence to the comma. Because there's no constitutional right to release from detention in lieu of bond on the basis of an underlying Fourth Amendment claim. Do you realize that what he's saying is that your government can do what they did to me, come into your house without a warrant, and you can't file a habeas under 2241. That's what he's saying, folks. This is a federal judge saying that if the state violates your Fourth Amendment right and enters your home without a warrant, you can't file a habeas and you don't have a constitutional right to release from detention. This is coming out of federal judiciary, folks. If that doesn't scare the crap out of everyone who knows anything about the law, I don't know what does. Read that again. Because there's no constitutional right to release from detention in lieu of bond on the basis of an underlying Fourth Amendment claim. So, just like me, they come into your house without a warrant and shoot at you, try to kill you and your wife and your family and your children, your dog, seize your property with no jurisdiction, okay? Posse comitatus, seize your property, seize it for the purposes of the state. That you get put in jail because you defend your family against an unlawful Fourth Amendment incursion in violation of the Fourth Amendment with no exigent circumstance, with no foundations or probable cause. You're sitting in jail and you have a bond of $2 to $4 million levied against you. You don't have a right to a federal habeas corpus under 2241. What has happened to your country? 2241, by the way, is pretrial. So what he's trying to make me do is be forced into going into trial and get a conviction and then come back with a habeas under 2254 where I say the same shit. Oh, you came into my house without a warrant, which, by the way, has now been established under pretrial testimony. The sheriff's department admitted it had no warrant. Pretrial testimony. Why am I still in jail, folks? Because there are federal judges that seem to think that there's no such thing as the Fourth Amendment. And that the habeas under 2241 doesn't apply to the writ of habeas corpus for unlawful search and entry in your house by state agents. Do you understand now that your judiciary is cooed? This is a repugnant statement. Repugnant. Oh, and he also undermines his previous dismissal of 3584 when it says here, based on the review of the appellate case cited to this court, the magistrate finds petitioner has exhausted available store court remedy on part of the claim she makes. Okay, so they dismiss case 3584 saying I hadn't exhausted remedy. Now that I brought it again with simple using their forms and put two documents on the record, the same documents I put in the 3584 case, now suddenly he admits that I've exhausted the remedy, but I don't have the right to habeas corpus for Fourth Amendment violation. By the way, there's no citation in that. There's no citation there. This is your government and coup. That's where you're at. And like I said, with this case law, they're trying to establish that they could come in your house without a warrant, shoot at your family, try to kill you. If you affect Second Amendment and Fourth Amendment rights to defend your home against unlawful warranted seizure, you get to sit in jail for 19 months under excessive bond, having your arm broke, your nose broke. Oh, by the way, I've had two more injuries, a broken foot and a fractured foot and a fractured shoulder blade, which getting in another fight, where I'm not held safely, okay? But I'm not able to file a habeas under those foundations. Daniel, do you find that really scary? I know I do.
Yeah, actually, I do.
This is a quote, because there's no constitutional right to release from detention in lieu of bond on the basis of an underlying Fourth Amendment claim. That's your government. They're coming for you. The judiciary is not helping. The judiciary is the problem. People are upset about the police and the overreaching tyranny that they're affecting. Okay, they're the army. The judiciary is their master. The prosecuting attorneys are their agents as well. If you have police murdering people willy-nilly and sheriffs committing crimes against patriots, it's because your prosecutors and judiciary are in coup and are operating against you, and they are misquoting law and undermining the Constitution with things such as this conclusive statement by a magistrate, Michael Mertz. They're offensive. It's offensive. And this guy, not only that, he goes further. Secondary conclusion. This petition should be dismissed with prejudice because reasonable jurists would not disagree with this conclusion. It is also recommended that petitioner be denied a certificate of appealability and that the court certify the Sixth Circuit that any appeal would be objectively frivolous and should not be permitted to proceed in form of papyrus. So not only is he saying that I don't have a right to a habeas pretrial, though there's been an open Fourth Amendment violation and an unlawful warrantless incursion into my house by state agents who tried to murder me and my wife, but if the judge of this case, because he's the magistrate, agrees with his recommendations, they're trying to bar me from appealing the case. And if I do appeal the case, I have to pay the full $500 fee. And now you know why I'm always asking you people for money, because these are obstructive fees. The judiciary itself is an obstruction to justice. They were put there to obstruct your rights to constitutional law. That is what they are. They are private tribunals set forth to obstruct your constitutional rights. So there you go. That's your federal judiciary right there, folks. You don't have a right to Fourth Amendment claims under habeas corpus pretrial. You get to sit in jail where they coerce you and let you get beat up and block your mail. I have proof now that they are holding my mail here, outgoing mail, over 6 days. If they even let it go out, just to one court, because all the other courts are getting them. But, the 10th Appellate Court, I have a piece of mail that hasn't reached it's down the street. It's down the street. It's like 10 blocks from here in 14 days, folks. The postmark is six. The last one was 6 days late. That's the sheriff holding my mail to courts for 6 days, folks. There's tolling involved in these cases. This is a gross conspiracy against rights, which reaches up into the district court of this territory. Of course, the judges of the district courts here are bar members of the state of Ohio. Why wouldn't they? They're protecting their trusteeship to undermine the Fourth Amendment. So there you go. Point blank, open words, case 221 CV 5902 with the United States District Court for the Southern District of Ohio, Eastern Division. Can't find it on PACER directly. Got to go to 2:21 CV 5903, which is an independent action, and you can read your words for yourself, for he says you have no constitutional right to a habeas corpus for violations of the Fourth Amendment. Pretrial. Since they leave people in here in this county in prison for up to three, or in jail for up to 3 years before they have a trial, and that's when they have an attorney that's not doing anything. I'm challenging stuff. I'm challenging the law. I could sit in here in jail for 5 years, indefinitely. I am basically stuck in this jail in indefinite detention while they violate every law that we hold sacred. And this guy's telling me I don't have the right to habeas corpus. So y'all should be very afraid. Very afraid. This is actually treason in print. This is sedition and treason in print. He's perpetuating the undermining of the laws of the United States. He's an actor in sedition. This is your judiciary. Your federal judiciary, who's supposed to actually be where you go for constitutional violations. Of course, I already knew the federal judiciary. And believe me, going to the Sixth Circuit would do nothing. They're complicit in my son's kidnapping.
Okay, so, excuse me. Now that, we know this is happening in your case, can we name names of judges? Can we do phone blitzes? Do you have contact information that we could put out to the people on your behalf, so that we could spotlight and let these people and judges and, magistrates.
Well, I would think that Well, you could spotlight them. That might be a dangerous thing to do. They might come after you for, you know, being a... you know, there are people that are in mental institutions right now being evaluated for mental health, for competency, because they were deemed to be making threatening accusations towards social workers. Be careful what you say to judges.
We'd never threaten anybody. The only thing
I'm just saying, even letters, you know, even saying, oh, well, let's do a call-in or a mail-in thing with this against this magistrate. So I would suggest that everyone turn their activism up 1,000% and get off your ass and start writing letters and voicing to the people responsible and getting online and listening to the people and supporting the people. Okay, here's what I don't get. I've been in here for 18 months. How does a cop who murdered someone get out of jail with it? I mean, I'm sure his union paid the fine. He had a $1 million bond. How is it 18 months I can't get, you know, I've had like... No, maybe a couple hundred dollars. I mean, by the way, I want to thank the people who donated money to allow me to pay for my storage for this month. Thank you very much. The donated money allowed me to get the storage paid for one more month and hopefully get everything cleared out. So I want to thank the people who did that. That was quite a lot of money for an individual at one lump sum. But, you know, how is it that I can't we come to these things and we do fundraising. How about just help fund the help? If you don't, as I say, if you don't want to get off your butt and put yourself in harm's way by even making a call or writing a letter to people or just even voicing your concerns on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and becoming just politically active in the open coup of your government, if you don't want to be a participant in civil disobedience, if you don't want to be part of apparently there, you know, there's 18-wheelers that are heading towards D.C. like they are up in Canada, if you don't want to be if you don't want to exercise the power you actually have independently as individuals to show your disagreement and your civil disobedience with this government, withdraw or even withdraw from the system, stop paying your mortgage. I said this before in the video. If everyone who knew that there was a coup going on, stop paying their credit cards, stop paying their mortgages, and stop participating in Lex Mercatoria, okay, the government would collapse. One. They're working so you can't do it anyway. I mean, the hospitals are getting ready to shut down here in about a month, folks. They're going to fire all the people who won't take vaccines. The hospitals are going to shut down. There are not going to be very many hospitals operating. You're going to start having problems where you don't have any food on the shelves on a regular basis. Your gas is going to be astronomical. They're already shutting you down. This is a plan. This is the agenda that they put in Argentina. The United Nations did that to Argentina. They're going to do it here. So... you're going to be forced to be proactive in this in a very short period of time just to survive. So you can either hop to it now or you can be behind the eight ball later and be screwed. So, again, what you don't do peacefully is going to be violent. And this thing, again, they can't re-up the Sustake. They don't get to re-up the Sustake. This time it'll be a violent revolution to end all things. They don't get to re-up.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Coming to shut you down. They can't re-up the Sustake. They are at a critical mass. They either have to surrender or die. Same, you know, it's what is it, you know, that's what it is. And for us, it's either live free or die. So
right. Hey, last words here. You got about 15 seconds.
Love everybody. Go to those websites. Go to my Facebook page. We've started a PayPal fundraiser. Help me raise some funds so I can keep fighting this. If you're not going to do anything, at least make it so I can pay these fees for filing fees. I sit in here all day long, 8 to 10 hours a day, riding at metal park benches in jail for the last 19 months for you folks. I got no horse in this game. I really don't, other than doing this for my children and all the children. I'm doing it for your children. So if you're not going to be activists, if you're not going to start screaming and hollering for your rights, support the people that are and that are already paying for it. That would be really, really helpful. It would be very helpful for me and the people that are in my crew and helping me. So thank you for
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, there you go, folks. That was Rexton Lotus Justice. We did an interview with her today asking questions that a lot of our people in the audience have been asking me in comments. Sorry if I didn't get to all the questions, but feel free to leave comments on the posts that we're going to be doing here. And I will also have a link on there where if you want to ask a question, you can ask the question in a video, or not a video, but in an audio post, and then we could play that for Rexton Lotus Justice and play that on air as part of our broadcast here. So we appreciate you guys listening to Studio 1776, and I would encourage you guys to go to social1776.com and look up our Rexton Lotus Justice page. You could find her information there with the PayPal to help donate to her cause and help the freedom movement. Anyways, thank you guys again for participating in the comments sections and also for listening and sharing the information that's on this podcast and blog. And again, my name is Daniel Leach. If you guys want to reach out to me, you can find me on Facebook as well as in LinkedIn, Instagram, and a lot of different social platforms. Again, thank you for listening to Social 1776, Studio1776.com, AntiDeepStateParty.com. And until we broadcast again, if anybody wants to get a hold of me personally, you can reach me on my cell phone, 701-339-3131. God bless. Thank you. And God bless America.